205-365-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And rise up into that spirit realm where our destiny really lies. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Tell somebody right now, stop acting like a mere man or woman. God says, my thoughts toward you, before the foundation of the world, before you got in the mess that you're in, before you got into the struggle, before you started to get persecuted, my thoughts toward you, before the foundation of the world, before you became a human being, when you were a spirit being, my thoughts toward you have been peace, not evil, to give you my expected end. Something about purpose. We can be tossed to and fro. There are times in our life in the processes of growth where we can struggle. But tell somebody right now, it ain't over till God says it's over. We're going to finish this race strong. Amen. God is going to accomplish what he has purposed to accomplish. His plans were before the foundation of the world. Amen. God has a scroll in heaven, in the spirit realm, with threefold strand of DNA. A record of what you were before you were on earth. Somebody say, the real you. See, time out for all the pretense now. Time to get a hold of your real identity. Tell somebody, Tyler, let the dog out. Can I say it that way? Tyler, let the dog out. And be the real you. The world been waiting on you. Somebody's waiting on you to get for real. Amen. I said somebody's waiting on you to get for real with your circumstances. Get me real quick, Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 12. You see, the thing about a twofold cord, it can be easily snapped or broken. That's why people are broken in this world. Demons can easily break them, influence them, bind them up, hurt them, harm them, because they're only living out of a twofold cord. Ecclesiastes. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Bible tells us, the Lord said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Say that with me, nothing by any means can harm me. Come on, come on. Regain your identity. Amen. Don't guess about it. Don't be suspect about it. Don't say, well, what about back then? That was back then. Today is a new day. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Today is when you shed the old. Today is when you come out of that cocoon you've been in. Today is when you get your wings. Come on. Today is when change takes place. Why? You have to have a change of mind. You prosper as your soul prospers. I can see in some of y'all, your spirit's just waiting to burst out of you and take control of things. Sometimes your flesh, your fears, your mind. Get people out of your head and what people think. Stop being general manager of the universe. Let God be God. Let him take care of things. Cast your care upon him. He's the one cares for you. Amen. Love people. Treat them right, but don't set them on a pedestal. Amen. God is a jealous God. He said, beside me, I know none others. Amen. He's not going to play second fiddle. He's not going to get in the back seat for anybody. See, when you worry about things and trouble about things, you do a discredit not only to yourself, but you're doubting God. And you're limiting. You're acting like a mere man. He said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, wherewithal you shall be clothed. Do not the Gentiles seek after all these things. But he said, seek ye first my kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, I'll add all these things to you without a whole lot of effort, without a whole lot of turmoil, without a whole lot of struggle and drama. I'll add these things to you. A twofold cord can easily be snapped or broken. Not a threefold cord. We just read it. Ecclesiastes 4:12, a threefold cord. Get me 1 John chapter 5, 1 John 5 and verse 18. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself. And that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You can leave it there. Corruption cannot access incorruption. Now, I know someone's faith is being challenged right now. I'm coming to you right from the scripture, not about our experiences. See, sometimes we allow experiences to become God, and people can get in the rut of experience. But see, you have to understand what time and hour we are living in. We are living in a time of a manifestation where things are changing. You see, we are becoming more and more aware of what has already been there. What's already there, what's always been there. You know, it's like this. The Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But have you ever felt like God wasn't anywhere around? Say amen, lights. Going through pain, going through struggle or something, and it seemed like God wasn't around. But what was happening, his manifest presence wasn't there, but he was there. Because he promised us never to leave us. And even though you may have felt forsaken, he said, nor will I forsake you. And if you know like I know, he always brings you out. He always brings you out. And then you realize, he never left me. It's like the portrait of footprints. God went to heaven and said, Lord, I'm looking back over my life, and I see an area of my life where I was really, really going through some struggles. Before that, I saw two sets of footprints, and I know that was you with me. But when I really began to struggle, I only saw one set of footprints. What's up? You know the story. The Lord said, during that time, when you didn't feel my manifest presence, you didn't feel the goosebumps, you didn't feel the sense of wellness, that was the time I chose to carry you. Come on. You got to understand, when you don't feel them. See, we don't walk by feeling, nor do we walk by sight. We're not governed by these things because we are spirit beings. You see with the eyes of your spirit. It's like when you see something in your mind. Your mind doesn't have eyes, but yet it does have eyes. You can close these eyes and yet see some things. Because you're seeing with other eyes. That's why we must progressively become more and more men and women of the spirit. We're living in that time. So we see here, corruption cannot access the incorrupt. The word calls us begotten. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father, but we have been begotten. We just read that. We are begotten. That word begotten means we are carrying the record of the DNA. Get it back up there for me. 1 John 5:18. Now, I want you to catch this. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And that wicked one touches him not. See it? He that is begotten. Tell somebody, I'm begotten. Now the word begotten means you are carrying the record of his DNA. I'll say it again. That means you are carrying the record. You know, the 23 chromosomes from your dad and your mom, naturally you carry that. So you look like them. You act like them. A lot of times you walk like them. You talk like them. Why? You're carrying the DNA. Well, if you are begotten of God, you are carrying a record of his DNA. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, take back your identity. The devil's tried to keep these things hidden from you through people talking to you. You know, people trying to keep you in a box, trying to keep you where they used to know you. Oh, that sister so-and-so, I grew up with her. That was the natural one. But this one today's been born again. She's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Come on, catch that. You got to catch it by faith. I'm telling you, it'll revolutionize your walk. You won't see the same. You won't hear the same. You won't talk the same. Amen. Are you living today out of the wrong DNA? Here you are, born again, loaded for bear, hunting squirrels. You carry nuclear stuff. Been fighting with knives. Hear me? I said, you carry something nuclear. Amen. You are a change agent. Amen. You carry within you a kingdom. Amen. Amen. A DNA. Yes. Tell somebody right now, own up to it. Amen. Stop being afraid. Stop being scared. Stop being wavering and double-minded and insecure. No, you carry God's DNA. Born again, you carry it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.